Not a thing, not a thing. You know, in the university, I remember one thing. There was the first year, no. I believe it was 1913 when I first came to be an officer. Young.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared of my people.
What officer were you then?
The Chester, Piscard,
oh,
churchman.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 years. And then in 1918 I was first lieutenant governor.
Hmm.
Then in 1920 I was 21. Time I
up there, yeah.
Right, up there, yeah. Then, what I was talking, what we were talking about?
The university.
Oh, yeah. They call a meeting down there. It's a small, you know, just starting, you know. Not in the campus, but just a few houses.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager from that, the dean, I think they call it, all the governors. And they sent me down there with the governor. This was in 1927. We had a meeting on this old building way down here at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the old building, they got two there.
Yeah, Hodgson Hall.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where we had the meeting. And they told our Indians that it's not only for the non-Indians, this is for the Indians too. We're glad to have an Indian voice here someday, maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but this is open for the Indians too.
Mm-hmm.
So we made it for that in all public towns and all that, you know. I think, I'm not sure, I don't know, but I think Dick was the first Indian that went there,
mm-hmm.
Dick Abita.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his his daddy was a policeman, real tough. He's by his size, you kind of dark complexion boy. He really, he doesn't care anything. Mm-hmm. Nobody was scared of him. One time, on a skate, a man from penitentiary, a negro,
mm-hmm.
and he hit him that place. Mm-hmm. God and the woman catch him up and they asked his father to help. Because nobody won't get near where he was. He had a big tree there somewhere. No one let him get near. But he went down at the break man. That's where he got shot, got killed, his father. Yeah. And I don't know, Dick didn't say anything, but I always thought that maybe he got money out of his father. Maybe from the BIA, he was a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's how he went to
the university.
Because I don't remember who else was the first one, but I think he's the one.
Mm-hmm.
From there on, they start. Maybe later on, they went to. I remember that we had that name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just now, you don't know where they which place?
Yeah. Well, you'll have to come down someday to my office and we'll take you all around.
Boy, I wish I could.
They got a new Indian Studies program now.
Uh-huh.
And next semester we'll be teaching a course in Indian history.
Uh-huh.
And I hope we can use a lot of this for that history course.
Well, we use up plenty of time. We already got the home about food and I got some Saloniki's office in the fort and one, you know.
Yeah.
And got stories and then he told me these things are very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
10-15 years from now, boy, nobody will know anything. You got everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I've been asking a lot of people, I haven't find the right man yet. And then one And I think who was, somebody told me down there, maybe it's a dean. They had a meeting down there, the old public council. It was a youth meeting, I think. In English, youth? Yeah, youth meeting, you know that. Young people.
Mm-hmm.
Studios. That's the time this man came up on the meeting and somebody told him about me. I think it was Mr. Freeman told him.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking to me. He was telling me about running the history.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll be back. But that was only 2 3 years. We had started that time, but we're somewhere right now.
Mm-hmm. But he never came back.
Never came back. He didn't come back.
Hmm.
And then later on, I think Freeman was telling me somebody would come and see me.
Mm-hmm. That was me.
That was you, yeah.
Yeah, because Bob talked to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's been 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 6 months after he told me about you before we could get up here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure glad we did.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them come here, but it's not the kind of people that I want to trust. Because one time they came from New York, two boys, they came from a university, and they got passed from the Department of Interior.
Mm-hmm.
And they come over to the Pueblo and write this trip about the Pueblo. We had a meeting. And I said, well, we were sent by the higher officers. I don't care who sent you. It's all right if you were here before you knew anything. 20 years, maybe 20 years, not sufficient yet.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of you white people come from over there. You talk to the Indian 2 hours. You can't write a history 20 years back. That's what, if you want a history, a real history, true history, you spent 20 years studying the Indians first before you write stories. Because all the stories that I have seen is false.
Mm-hmm.
And people just added more and different people were believe.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Indians were. So I read a lot of books that I don't like to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like, you know the Stan Steiner?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a bad book he wrote.
Hmm.
Have you read that one?
No, I don't read it. I just look one page and I don't like it, I don't read it.
Yeah. Well, he was one of those guys, he was out here for a year, that I don't know that he even talked to very many of the older people, and then he wrote that book.
Mm-hmm. I heard that Mr. Ortiz wrote a book too. You know, what's the name of
it? Alphonse?
Alphonse.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of those people didn't like it either.
Someone don't like it. I don't like it. Well, I read part of it. Poor kid, he... I don't know. He write a book, but he's teaching the white people.
Mm-hmm.
One time they elected, you know. What my closest? Yeah, Mr. Carley wrote to me that they was gonna have a big Indian lecture was gonna be given by Fred Jacoby, and he's a musician man. And he asked me if I could go up there and give a talk and sing. Because I used to sing for him when he was down in California, when I was down there.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sing for him. He got all my sounds in the record, you know, and all that, so he went me up there. Then I told Carly, I don't know if I can go, but this time I was going to be paid, you know. So much, not very much, but I said, all right. Then I kind of, my wife was telling me, why don't you maybe ask if I can take your little kid over there. It was Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote to Carly, if I can take my boy along. Because it'd be lonely myself going up there. So finally I got the answer, sure, get him ready. Give him his name and all that. And they sent a pass and I went to New York. Well, let's see, Mrs. Myers, she's from New York and lives in Santa Fe, took care of me all, teaches the rank, everything. And then Secretary Ickes was my good friend too, just like Carly. I know him very well, you know, long time. Ickes, yeah. And Mrs. Ickes, I know them both. She was still up here. My lobbyist was up there, Mrs. Ickes. He got boys too, same age. And they told Mr. Carly wrote that you're going to stop in Chicago for one day, overnight. And next day they'll put you, Mr. Ickes would put you in the train and go to New York. So we give you plenty of time to go. So we got to Chicago and we stayed there and, oh my kid, a wonderful time and a good time with the kids, you know, and then next day we left from there. We got to New York and we stayed there at the, I don't know what the hell they call this place. I think it was the Army Navy Club or some building, you know. We stay there. And he kind of got coffee sick, you know, he could drink coffee and like. But when I got there, I was kind of feeling bad, you know. Because we were there 2 days ahead before we had this meeting. And I got sick and I couldn't get out, not feeling good. And Carly said, well, you better take a rest. And this, my little boy, he was dressing in. And all those boys, I didn't know that he was fooling around with them. Everybody liked him down there, talking. Well, I was worried, I wonder where he is. Then about noontime, he came over there. I said, where you been? Well, I'm down there with the boys. You know, Dad, I know how to run the elevator. Where to stop and how to run. And see, they have some kind of this with a hand over there, run the elevator, stop. I know all that. I can handle the elevator. And you better take care of it. We go clear down to the basement. He said, oh, we had a good time. We drink soda and do this and then and all that. So after that, when I got real well and the time come up, we had a meeting. And that night, he was giving lectures to Fritz Jacobi. And I had my boy dance the buffalo dance and the eagle. And the boy, we make real money in that. Everybody pitching money, you know, to help us. And then I asked John Carly, and then from here we're going home. Don't you think they'll make our trip around Chicago? I mean, Washington, so my little boy will know Washington. I think we can. He said, we'll talk to the audience here. Oh, there were a lot of people, and they asked him. And they raised money for us to go to Washington, one of the lucky things we've done. Mm-hmm. For us. And that's how he happened to know Washington. Mm-hmm. He was about 9 years old. He was in the school. I had to take him out from the school. Then coming back, oh, when we got up there, we stayed with a lady named like Gertie Bunny. They were Indians, two Indians. And Mr. Gertie Hill. They both Sioux. And they're the one that organized this, what you call this, National Congress of American.
Oh, NCAI.
NCAI, right. Yeah. But that time was a good one. Mm-hmm. And one night we talked over with it. And they had a big sheet like that, just like this. And we got a picture right up here. Round, teepees. See, we're letting every Indian come, every reservation, speak that. And we still got some more. When you go to New Mexico, you ask the Indians out there, all public council, if they want to join in with us, then we say one of us, we put it all public council Indians. So, all right. They're the one that help us on this Bushing Bill through this. The lady was with us all the time with us.
When you were in Washington?
When I was in Washington, that was in 23. Working there at the time.
What was her name again?
Gertrude. The lady was named Gertrude Barnett. This is hospital.
Gertrude
but, yeah,
Barnaby.
Gertrude Barnett. Barnett.
Oh, Barnett.
Yeah. Barnett, yeah. I got the name somewhere too. And I think I have one of the copies too, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, all right, I'll do that. When we came home, I made a report of my country. But those old people were suspicious that we're going to run our all public country. We don't want no interfere or no other organization, especially the reservation in it. Eastern Indians, they don't speak to our country. They all say that. Well, I'm glad you wrote this out. I write to her and tell them that they didn't agree. So that's why when I became a chairman, I didn't know that John was working, you know, with the NCAA at that time.
John Tarr?
Raynham.
Oh, John Raynham, yeah.
And at the time, they gave him money, spending money. We didn't know anything about it. When I took his place as chairman, we elect again. That's the time they wrote to me a letter and asking me that we were wise to maintain John because he knew about secretary work, about keeping money, how to handle. And we gave him, I don't know how much money that he gave us, but anyway, I said, we're going to raise this to 20,000, I think he said, they said to me, you know, so you can run the all-public council. So I told Joe Herrera, I said, okay, I'm trying to get some money from there. And see, but I'm not going to accept it. You're going back there. I want you to explain over there.
Now, this is the guy from Cochiti?
Yeah, Joe Herrera. All right. Then I wrote, answered their letter that I'm not running the old public country with other associations. We run our own old public council. And this is non-profit organization, and I don't agree with that, and I won't accept that money. So they didn't send any money to me. So they've been lying, talking to me about it, but I never did. We run our own self. Then the time when I heard when this other man went in, I think he got about $10,000, something like that. I think that's what he got. I just heard by Jackie, you know. But he got that money. Because I told him, because that's one thing I was objecting.
Is that when the Pueblos joined NCAA?
Yeah, at the time. Pueblo joined him, but I didn't join him. Yeah, that's the time. And now this last time, I bet you they're suspicious. What money? Well, I wonder where they're spending. They got, I believe, Oh, where am I? We now.
Okay.
I don't know. 20,000 or 5,000. 25,000. they got that much. And we got to put in the $5,000
mm-hmm.
to complete the $30,000.
Now, what was this money for?
For public council.
Just for the function?
Function, yeah. For the
for scholarships and...
Mm-hmm. I don't know what...
You don't know.
I don't know. And when I heard that, I didn't like it. But
mm-hmm.
You know, he's getting paid. The rest of them are getting paid.
Mm-hmm. You weren't paid when you were...
No, sir. I went on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've done the best I could. No, we don't know what's going on.
Well, down in Albuquerque, you never hear it, huh?
The office?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, they changed a lot of staff this year.
Yeah.
They fired a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course,